I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Tired of missing out on opportunities in your network? Frustrated because you've lost touch with people who matter? Clay helps you make the most of your personal and professional relationships. Clay pulls in everyone you know and keeps updated bios for them. Then you can search your whole network, take notes, set reminders, and more. We'll even prompt you to reconnect when you've lost touch with someone. Try Clay free for 60 days by visiting clay.earth/partners/60.
Audio. Fran said she'd meet us there?
Yeah, I tried to get her to wait, but you know how she is. I wouldn't be surprised if she already busted in the door.
Her car's parked out front. First one here. The rest of the squad is here now, too.
Don't we need a warrant or concrete evidence before we arrest someone?
If she told you she was certain, then I trust her. You ready?
Ready.
Bulletproof vest on?
Not yet.
Then you're not ready. Come on, pop it on just in case.
Mendez, before you go in, I just wanted to say...
This is your last warning before we come in. Exit with your hands up now.
Hart, any sign of Fran?
Not yet. You don't think she could be inside already, do you?
Has anyone responded to the bullhorn?
Nothing. Got all exits covered. There's no sign of activity inside. If anyone is in there, they're hunkered down.
All right, let's round up. I'm leading us in.
Shouldn't we wait for Crowley?
She might be in there. We're going.
I'm coming.
No, you're staying out here.
I know the layout. I've been here.
It doesn't matter. I'm not letting you get...
Mendez.
Deputy?
John, you're a fucking doctor, okay? You're not a cop. You are sitting your ass in my squad car until I give the all clear. And then, and only then, can you come in and help me find the goddamn evidence I need.
But Crowley...
Fran isn't out here. And if she's in there, then I'm still in charge until she says otherwise. Hart, watch him out here.
Got it.
Adams, Park, let's go.
I can lock you in the back if I need to, but your choice.
I get it. I'm not going anywhere.
Hart, pass me the bullhorn. Do not take the vest off, John. You hear me? In case shit goes down, I am not having Crowley yell at me if you get shot again.
You think she'll put up a fight in there?
You tell me. Get that battering ram ready. We go in on my mark.
Hard to believe a killer lives here. Just looks like a normal house.
I know.
The SPD is entering your home. Amelia Gatz, you are under arrest for the kidnapping and killing of 5 victims.
Amelia.
Audio Media presents How I Died.
Dr. Spacer, good to see you again. I wish it were under better circumstances.
Well, thanks for showing up. Just in case this goes south.
Did you get a chance to grab the,
Yes, I did. Here you go.
What's that?
It's a patient file from the hospital. Nicholas Gatz, Amelia's brother.
Why does that matter?
After Crowley told me who the killer was, she also explained how she figured it out. I asked Amelia to pull me all the records of patients who died or were affected by storm shock, and she did, and I gave them to Mendez to give to Crowley. But Crowley realized while looking through them that there was one that she remembered that was missing. Nick Gatz. That's how she pieced it all together. Who would not include that file? So she went to ask Amelia.
Seems like something you should have caught, huh?
Not a cop.
Did she ever give you serial killer vibes? I mean, while you two were...
We weren't really together. I stayed with her when I got shot, and...
And you missed a serial killer under your nose.
Nate, you and Amelia worked closer together than her and I did. Did you ever notice anything?
If what she's accused of is true, she's very good at hiding it.
While you were living here, you never, I don't know, smelled anything weird around the house? Or looked in a drawer? And found a severed head?
I didn't poke around.
I find that hard to believe.
I'm not on trial here. I'm just trying to understand what happened.
Who cares? She's fucking nuts. That's all it is.
You should have some sympathy.
Why?
You had storm shock, right?
You pulled my patient file, too?
Amelia wanted you dead. You were her next victim.
That's... How do you know that?
Look, her brother was born in 1989 during the storms. He was sick for a while and died in 1994. Amelia would have been 9 years old.
Jeez, that's terrible for a little kid.
Again, so what?
So Amelia must have watched him suffer and die. I bet that led to this.
Sounds like you might be too sympathetic.
Crowley and I thought this killer was reenacting the effects of storm shock on other people to continue some sort of sick experiment. But when you think about it like this, Amelia was killing all those people who lived through the storm in 1989 because her brother didn't. That's why you were on the list.
Yeah, like that girl could kill a cop. Untrained victims, maybe. A cop? No way.
Was that a gunshot?
Shots fired from inside. Everyone okay?
Zoe, grab a gurney in the...
Deputy Mendez. Adams, Park. Someone respond. We got EMTs outside.
Park, relax. I'm trying to put on handcuffs here.
Is everyone okay?
Anyone shot?
Yeah, she shot at us, but I got her back. Just in the leg, but she'll live.
All right, EMTs, head in. I'll accompany you. Keep your eyes peeled in case there's a second shooter.
All set.
I'm coming too.
Nuh-uh. You're staying here.
I'm a doctor too. If they're going in, so am I.
All clear to meet you inside?
90% clear. Head in. Meet you in the hall.
Fine. Come in.
Let's go.
I've been fucking shot. It might take me a minute.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have shot at me first, then.
Dr. Gatz, if I can get you up on here to take a look at your leg.
Fuck you, Clark.
Any sign of the sheriff?
John. Funny seeing you here. Have you told them yet?
I can't believe it's you.
I can't believe it's you. Bah. That's rich. Go ahead and pretend you didn't know.
I didn't know you were behind this.
God, give me some morphine for fuck's sake.
As long as it shuts her up.
I'm not surprised Johnny didn't tell you.
Is she sufficiently restrained?
Afraid I might attack you?
In case I already didn't say it, you have the right to remain silent. So do yourself a favor, shut the fuck up.
I have to get her out to the ambulance.
Did you tell them about all the correspondence we had over tape? Or how you dropped off bodies for me in the woods?
What the fuck is she talking about?
Or how he was supposed to knock you the fuck out and bring me you, Scott Hart?
What the fuck?
She's lying.
Actually, you did tell me I was on the victim list.
John, what's going on?
Don't ask me.
Seriously, she's losing a lot of blood. We have to go.
Amelia, we found your locked door in the basement. Is that where you're keeping everything? There was a code to unlock the door. What is it? We can have a tech guy in here, but it'll look better for you if you help us find what we need.
Oh, you'll find everything you need down there.
The code, then.
John knows the code.
Deputy Mendez, if you want her alive to question later, I need you to get her to the hospital.
Fine, go.
Seriously.
I love you, John. I enjoyed our time together.
Deputy?
We'll deal with whatever that was later. John, you're coming with us.
What?
Down to the basement. We need to get in here. Come on.
Are you sure about this, Eric?
I'm still in charge of this scene. If he can get us in, all the better.
I don't know the code, Mendez. I've never been down here.
There's this.
It looks like a normal, unfinished basement.
It's like some kind of panic room door. Locked without a code. 6 digits.
I don't understand why I'm supposed to know the code.
Did she ever say anything to you that could have been a code? Anything?
She hasn't spoken to me in like 2 months.
That's not what she said.
Anything? An important date?
Important... Fuck.
You know it?
11-15-89.
Her brother's birthday, right? From the chart.
No. It's mine.
Deputy?
John.
It's a trick, Mendez. She's psyching us out. She knew I was onto her.
I thought you said you had no idea.
Stay in front of me, John. At all times when you're in here with me, you understand? No sudden movements, okay? I don't need anything jumping out.
Yeah, but... I'm going.
Oh, Jesus, that smell.
It's bleach.
Ugh, bleach and asshole?
Bleach and hydrogen sulfide. After the meatpacking plant was, you know, decommissioned, she must have moved her stuff here. Amelia was injecting people with some combination of chemo radiation and other toxins to melt their blood vessels from the inside out. I wouldn't be surprised that even with bleach, there's no way this place could be completely cleaned up.
Blood on the floor here. Watch your step.
Do you want me to take pictures?
I'll do it.
Seriously?
Give him the camera.
Fine.
Marker one, down here. Jesus Christ. It's like a mad scientist's laboratory.
This is equipment from the hospital. Gurneys, chemo bags, IV poles, needles. Rows and rows.
Stay here.
This looks like a surveillance wall. An entire corkboard filled with photos, red string. Fuck. I'm on here.
Look at those lights. In the middle, Officer Hart. Take a picture of those.
All clear.
Eric, I got a table full of tapes and recording equipment. It's next to a computer. Marker number 3. This one says for the police.
Come on, Hart. You really don't need
to play it.
Spacer.
Jesus Crowley, thank God. Where have you been?
Down here.
Dearest officers, welcome to my humble abode. Yes, I know you were coming. And although
Crowley, you gotta tell them what we were working on. And the tapes and how I'm not involved in this. You know I'm not involved with this, right?
I know, John. But I can't help you.
Why not? Recognize my voice like this than some of these other assortments of tapes.
But rest assured, it's me, often joined by Dr. Jonathan Spacer, down here in my office. Say hi, John.
Amelia, I don't want to be recorded.
Eric, we got a problem. Doc, can you put your hands where I can see them?
Hart, that's not me. It's falsified or manipulated or something. I wouldn't...
I've come to the conclusion that the only way forward is to kill as many people as we can and make the world right.
That's right, my love. See, Johnny is a little crazy, too. He thinks he could talk to ghosts. I've got plenty of those tapes, too. Take a listen.
You're a ghost. Welcome to the afterlife.
Crowley, you have to tell them.
Is that important right now?
Spacer... I'm sorry.
Sorry for what?
Mendez, what the fuck are you doing? I could really use some backup here.
You lied to me. So many times about all of this. And now I finally get it.
I'm not crazy. I can see ghosts. It's my gift. It's why I'm good at closing cases. But I would never...
I know you're not crazy, John. I know you didn't have anything to do with this.
Hark! Quick! Get over here! It's Fran!
What? Crowley, what are you saying? I can't...
Fran, please, wake up. Come on, please.
Jesus Christ.
Fran, wake up!
She's purple.
Crowley!
It wasn't until I got back here. And I realized...
Fran! Fuck. Call Dr. Clark. John, fucking do something! You're a doctor, for fuck's sake!
I didn't escape from here.
Fran! You're, oh, fuck.
You're dead. You've been dead for... She's...
Amelia. Sheriff Crowley is on to me. We have to kill her.
Sure, John. I'm happy to help.
She's dead.
Turn around, Dr. Spacer.
Hart! This isn't real! Those are-
Turn the fuck around!
Fucking
Mendez!
Did you fucking do this? Were you involved in this?
No, Mendez. Crowley's ghost is here. I can see her right now. What I told you in the cemetery was true.
Shut the fuck up.
I was serious. She's right next to you. She's...
Jonathan Spacer, you are under arrest for the murder and kidnapping...
No.
6 victims.
I didn't do anything. I'm not crazy. Ask her something. Ask her anything, and I'll tell you what she says, and then you'll believe me.
Eric.
Calm down. You're not the first ghost I've seen, if that's what you're wondering. And I've done autopsies with ghosts around before, just... never on my own.
And that's a wrap on season 3 of How I Died. It's been an unbelievable 3 seasons, and I am blown away by the love and the support for the series. From everyone at Audiome, thank you so much for listening. This doesn't need to be the end for Crowley, and thanks to John's gift, it definitely isn't. But I know some of you are dying to know what happened from her perspective, so right now you can go listen to the entire series from season 1 all the way to now from her perspective in the Crowley mini-series. 6 episodes are available now on Patreon, with the last 3 coming this fall, which follow the last few moments in Amelia's home as Crowley says goodbye to Mendez. We're not going to kill Crowley off screen, you just have to hear her story. All support on Patreon goes directly into funding season 4 and all of our future episodes. Plus, you get a ton of great content like our 2 spin-off series or even a How I Died tote bag. And for the last time this season, let's get into the credits. How I Died is an Audiomedia original production, created and written by Vince DiGianni, directed by Chroma Sakura, and mixed by Eric Howell. Our theme song was created by Silent Mike. Starring me as John Spacer, Shayna Waring as Sheriff Crowley, Luis Bermudez as Eric Mendez, Vin Vox as Dr. Kim, and Caitlin Roberts as Amelia. This episode guest starred Chris Harris Beachy as Will, Albie Robles as Dr. Clark, and Caitlin Roberts as Joy. If you're enjoying the show, please head over to your favorite podcast app and give us a rating and a review. It really helps us out a ton, and we definitely appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, try not to die.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.